is really a thought to be masbir. In Arichas, it's brought down a lot of Chassidus Sfarim in the Morinayim, the Avodas Yisrael. They talk about the idea that on Chanukah, the Kedusha can get to places where it can't get through to all year round. The famous vort of the Morinayim, that Psilas, the Shmonim, the oil that you can't, the one shit in the Gemara is that even the oil and the wicks you can't use on Shabbos, you can use on Chanukah. And Sfarim HaKadoshim will teach from there that even on Shabbos, where Kedusha can't get to on Shabbos, the Or of Shabbos doesn't get to, the Or of Chanukah can get to. And the question Samagid discusses all these inyonim. So the question is, in what way is Chanukah stronger than Shabbos? And it always bothered me, you know, Chanukah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Or of Chanukah should be able to take you to places where no other day of the year, the Kasha is even stronger. I mean, the Chassidus Sfarim explained that it's a mitzvah to put the Chanukah candles lemata me'asara. Right, it's alalacha mitzvah anicha matam me'asora, and the Chassidus Sfarim types that the Gemara says in Sukkah that la oilam the yard the shechina pachas me'asora, the shechina never came down pachas me'asora. A whole cheshbon that the shechina came onto bibein shnei akruvim, so the kapoyrus was nine, the oran was nine, the kapoyrus, the shechina never I v'ksev la yard Hashem al Hasinai, no asora. Now there's mamad Hasinai, shechina didn't go lower than asora. The kodesh kadoshim, the shechina didn't go lower than asora. There's a limit. There's asorah. The Shechina never comes down to asorah. Comes this mitzvah, the Rabbanon of Chanukah, mitzvah anicha pachas me'asorah, that even all the other times of the year where the Shechina doesn't go down pachas me'asorah tvachim, on Chanukah it goes down even pachas me'asorah tvachim. It's the same kasha. If Shabbos can't take the Kedusha somewhere, how can Chanukah take it somewhere? If nothing else can bring the Shechina lower than asorah tvachim, if there's a mechitza lower than asorah tvachim, so how can Chanukah come and bring the Shechina HaKadosh lemata me'asara tvach? What's the word? The Chassidus Sfarim say it, but what's the oimek in it? And also, the Machlokes Rambam and Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch, Maaseh Shulchan Aruch paskens that there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, on Chanukah, and the Ramah brings down to eat as Sudas Rishus, and to say Zmiris, V'sishbachas, the Re Torah, since that's an inyan on Chanukah, to take a Sudas Rishus and turn it into a mitzvah. The Rambam holds it's a Zman of Simcha, this is a Chiv Mishta V'simcha. On Chanukah, other Rishonim learn. There's no chiyuv of simcha. There's no chiyuv. No chiyuv of mishta v'simcha. So what's going on over here? Oh, and the answer is a Moed Dikazach. The answer is it's a Pashti Yisod, but it's mamish. It mamish came to me today. This Yisod. It says that we sing in Moed Tzu, we sing Ufar Tzu Choy Moed Migdolai, V'timu Kol Hashmonim. So Ufar Tzu Choy Moed Migdolai, the Yevonim were Ufar Tzu the Choy Moed of Migdolai, and V'timu Kol Hashmonim. And they were Metame, V'timu Kol Hashmonim, they were Metame the Shmonim. We know that the Yevonim were Ufar Tzu Yud Gimel Pirtzis. That's why the connected Yud Gimel Mitzvah Shirachim, the Yevonim correspond to an inyan of a partzu. In the Moed Tzu itself, a partzu choy mis migdolai v'timu kol hashmonim. The emes is that they were metamed the mizbeach. It says in halacha the Chanukah is of shame two Chanukahs. There was a Chanukah in the times of the Mishkan that they finished the Mishkan chafei kislev, even though it wasn't set up till Nisan. But there's another chinuch that they were mechanech the mizbeach again, because they had to rebuild it after the Yevonim were metamit. And they were metamit the kelim. One of the shittas in the Shulchan Aruch is that that's why they needed the nes for 8 days, didn't have time to find new shemen, because they were busy re-putting every day. They were metamit everything in the hecha. What's the symbol of partzu b'chaymez midolai v'timu kol hashmonim? What's the symbol over here that they were metamit the shmonim? Partzu b'chaymez midolai v'timu kol hashmonim. Oh, so ken zayin yishleima the inyan is azay. Yishleima that the inyan is Moed Kazach. Yavon has a shlita to come inside the mechitzas of kedusha, because Yavon comes from Yefes. Yafta lekin le Yefes, the yishkoin ba'al leshem. So he has a shochin, he has a dwelling place in the kilu. Others touch the pasuk differently, but the yafta lekin le Yefes, the yishkoin ba'al leshem. He has a psakoyach to dwell in the al leshem. Which is a shtikel pella. Al Maisa, he has that koyach. So Yovan, if he abuses that koyach, what it means is that he has a koyach to penetrate and to break through the mechitzas of kedusha Already there's a mechitza between the kedusha and the tumah. And he, the clip of Yavin, we see the clip of Yavin is that he broke into the heichal. He was pirates into the mechitza of kedusha, and he put his tumah into the mechitzas of kedusha. Be'emes, there's a mechitza between kedusha and non-kedusha. There's a mechitza between kedusha and non-kedusha. There's a mechitza between kedusha and hepach kedusha, and he was part of it, and he broke through. He pierced that mechitza, and there's no more mechitza between the kedusha and the tumah. He brought the tumah into the mekomos of kedusha where you're not allowed to go bichlal. Hari the Beis Hamikdash was made of mechitzas. When Israel were allowed to go till here, and they were allowed to go till here, and the kohenim were allowed to go till here, there's mechitzas, and he was part of mekomos mikdash until there's no more mechitzas. And Moshav Shabbos is built on mechitzas. The whole Hilchas Shabbos is built on mechitzas. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is four mechitzas. Esa Gavoya, Arba Roichav is built on mechitzas. The whole Indian of Shabbos is that we make a mechitza, and now this is the mechitza of Kedusha. And the Tumah and the Klip is outside. Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is made up of mechitzas. Rosh Hashanah Yachid is made up of mechitzas. And outside, if you're on the other side of the mechitza, then you're in trouble. Then you don't belong to Shabbos B'klal. Even if you're an Ani, and you need stalker. There's a mechitza. This is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. This is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. We're not going to go from one to the other. Other Rabbah. Shabbos, people say the menorah Hanukkah is in the sugi of Shabbos because this is Adlokas Neres Shabbos. Adlokas Neres the menorah. On Shabbos, we light the menorah inside. On Shabbos, Amar Mechal Shabbos Befahesi has a din of a goy. There's mechitzas on Shabbos. You either belong inside or you belong outside. If you're outside, you're in trouble. You're a miskin if you're on the outside. The whole Shabbos is built up on mechitzas. Everything is built up on mechitzas. Even Mamet HaSinai, where Klal Yisrael would go, Agamsa Yosheft of Hagbala. There's mechitzas here. There's Hagbala. And then there's Hagbala going into one place, and then where the Kohenim are allowed to go, and the Levim are allowed to go, there's Hagbalas. So Mele, Vayered Hashem, Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Vayered Hashem al HaSinai. Is Hashem came down till a point, but there's mechitzas. So maybe at every mokom of kedusha there's a mechitza. Yaakov and Lavan made a mechitza between them. Eid agal hazeh, you don't come to my side, I don't come to your side, and that's how Yiddishkeit protected itself. On Chanukah the Yevonim came and they made a pritza, and they were parts of chaimus migdolei. And the idea of being parts of chaimus migdolei meant that is no more mechitzas. And they were pirates, and that's the sod of Timu Kol Hashmonim. People are noyeg, we're noyeg, and a lot of people are noyeg, Kavachayim, others, that they light the Hanukkah candles, there's oil and there's water underneath. First they put water and then they put oil. Not just to save on oil, but there's an Indian api alocha, because Mayim corresponds to, Mayim Rabim corresponds to the Goyim, Mayim corresponds to the Goyim. And the Shemin corresponds to, like we said, Mayim Rabba Yochel, Mikoyves, Mayim Rabba Madir, Mishbereyom, all that corresponds to Goyim. And oil, the Shemin, corresponds to Klal Yisrael. There's a mechitza, an inbuilt mechitza between the Yidin and the Goyim, between the Shemin and the Mayim. The Shemin cannot be misarab with the Mayim. The Shemin always floats to the top. It doesn't go together, they can't be together. There's an inbuilt mechitza between Shemin and all the other liquids, between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim, that they can't mix. It's always going to separate. There's an inbuilt mechitza between them. So Meila, Shemin Zayzach corresponds to this Nakuda. Shemin Zayzach corresponds to this Nakuda that Shemin Zayzach corresponds to this Nakuda that this is the mechitza between the Shemin and the Mayim, between the Kedusha and between the Goyim. When the Yevonim came, but Timu Kol Hashmonim means that they were pirates, all the mechitzas, until the yes were matzliach to be metama the Shemin, to be metama that which has an inbuilt mechitza in it that separated. They managed to breach and to bring the Goyish Tuma into the Shemin alone. That's the sod of Forzu Choymois Migdalai v'Timu Kol Hashmonim. Avada, they were metama the Mizbeach, they were metama everything. Oh, but the Shemin Zay Zoch, other Rabbi, that's the whole sod of Shemin Zay Zoch. Zoch means it's pure. Nothing else can get in over it. There's a mechitza. Nothing else can get in over it. Because that's Shemin. Shemin is an inbuilt. And in the Shemin itself, there's an Indian of Shemin Zay Zoch. That's the meaning of the Shema. And here, ufartzu choymos migdolei betimu kadoshman, because that's the biggest choymah that they were pirates, was to be metama the Shema. They're pirates, so they were pirates, everything until they got to the purest point of Klal Yisrael, and even there they were pirates. So Beklalius, you see that the rishis of the Yevonim was that they were Bechlal Matama, the whole matzav, the Heichal, they came into the Heichal. But they went all the way, Ke'ilu, until the Mokim, that's so Zach, that's completely separate. And there they were pirates, and there they put that Tumah there as well. That's the clip of Yovan. All because Yafta Lekim Leyevs V'Yishkan, he has a koyach to be there. So therefore, that's why he has the koyach to be poyeretz mechitzel of kedusha. If that's the case, then Chanukah, all the mechitzes are breached. They were breached by Yovan. So what is our avoida zeh l'umazeh? What is our avoida midah keneged midah? On Chanukah, we have to do the opposite of what they did. They took the tumah and they put it in the holiest places. We have to take kedusha and we have to put it in the most tumadikah places. There's no mechitzas, so it can go either way. No mechitzas can be very dangerous. You need mechitzas in Yiddishkeit. We're not allowed to be pirates mechitzas. Hagbalah sahar, there has to be a hagbalah. We weren't pirates anything, they were pirates. Now that they were pirates and the mechitzas went down, so now we have a koyach to bring kedusha to places where you couldn't get it in the mechitza. That's what the Gemara is saying there. Even the pesilas of Shoana that you can't use on Shabbos. In other words, where the kedusha Shabbos can't get to, of course the kedusha Shabbos can't get there because there's mechitzas. There's rishus ha-yochin, rishus ha-rabim. You're not allowed to go from one rishus to the other. It's mechitzas. But on Chanukah the mechitzas were nifrat. The choymus were nifrat. So if the choymos are nifrats, then the Chanukah can go all the way into there. And the Shechinah has never come down lower than Asara Tvachim. There's a mechitza over there. Oh, but the whole vat of the Yevonim is they broke those mechitzas. Because they wanted to bring Tumah into the mechoymos of Achi Kodesh, the most holy places. So therefore, our void on Chanukah is that we have to take all the Kedusha and we have to bring it to all those places where otherwise the Kedusha would never get there. Chaparai now on Chanukah. Before you rebuild the choymos. Chaparana, bring all the kedusha to Mekoymus, where the rest of the year you can't get kedusha to there. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of Chanukah is mitzvah lanicha al Pesach beisami bachutz. Not like Shabbos where adlokas aneris is inside. Not like Shabbos where adlokas aneris is inside. It's where the adlokas and neris are on the outside. On Pesach Beisam Rishus Rabim. Rishus Rabim, take the neris out, take the kedusha out to the Rishus Rabim, to the Mokim and Klippa. That's Mamish Zeh Lomazeh to what they did. We have to take kedusha everywhere. If there's no Sudas Mitzvah on Chanukah, we're going to go to Sudas Rishus and put kedusha there into Sudas Rishus. We're going to take kedusha and put kedusha everywhere. All those neshamas hanafulois where no one's allowed to get there. On Chanukah you can get there. This is the kesha of Yosef HaTzadik. This is the kesha of Yosef HaTzadik to Chanukah. Why the parsha of Yosef HaTzadik? Why the parsha of Yosef HaTzadik goes to hand in hand in Chanukah? Yosef HaTzadik is the one who we see that his koyach is to take the kedusha to the Mitzrayim is the Erev HaSa'aretz. Mitzrayim is the Erev HaSa'aretz. It's the lowest place you can get to. And Yosef is matzliach to bring Kedusha over there. The sod is that Yosef is the Bechina of Kedusha Zabris. Kedusha Zabris is the inyan of Puruvu. Puruvu means it breaks through all the mechitzas. Through Yosef, it was Oyecho B'nei Yisrael, Poru Vayishutsu Vayiru Bavayatzma. They broke all the mechitzas. The whole Mitzrayim is the Russian Meitzar. It's one big fence. It's one big mechitza. Yosef Atzadik, Hare Adam Arishon was blessed. Puru Ravu Umilus Oris Bekivshua. Conquer. What do you always conquer? You conquer a different country, which means you break through their choymus, you break through their machitzas. There's a gvul between two countries. And when you smash through that and you conquer something else, you go into somebody else's territory. Because the mitzvah of Puru Ravu brings up a kivshua. Mitzvah of Puru Ravu means that koyach, the bris has the koyach to break through machitzas. Yosef Atzadik is Shema Abris, he can break through machitzas. Yosef Atzadik is compared to Dogim. Why is Yosef compared to Dogim? Because a fish lives in the water, and the fish is v'yid gula roiv. There's no mechitzas in the mayim. No mechitzas in the mayim. The mayim is a vast open area. There's no mechitzas. It's mufka from mechitzas. Mufka from mechitzas. That's the Yosef HaTzadik. The Yosef HaTzadik is mufka from mechitzas. So Meila, therefore, if Yosef is compared to Dogim, Dogim is the Indian of where it's Yidgu, it's Puru. Yosef has that Koyach. Nothing stops Yosef Atzadik. So Yosef Atzadik is the Koyach that can be Mamshech Kedusha down into Mitzrayim. Can be Mamshech Kedusha down into Mitzrayim. Into the worst places. Into places that nobody else can get to. Yaakov couldn't get there. The brothers couldn't get there. Yosef Atzadik can get there. So Yosef HaTzadik is be'etz mamshech the whole koyach of Chanukah. The whole avodah of Chanukah is to be mamshech the kedusha into places where no one else, where otherwise there's mechitzas, otherwise they're stopping it. So with the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik, we're mamshech to bring kedusha down to there. So maybe the Chanukah, the gelegenheit, the gelegenheit of Chanukah, all the svarim talk about the Chanukah, all the biggest oiras come down, oiras of the geula, oiras of the yemos Mashiach, everything comes down on Chanukah. Why does everything come down on Chanukah? Because on Chanukah there's no machitzes. So the oiras of Torah, murdika, tifa oiras of Torah can come down. That's what Yid has to feel. That's what Yid, even with it in his own self. Yid has to feel, even in his own self, Yid has to feel. That is, even if the whole year there's makoimus in him, in his midas, in his chreis, in his whatever it is, areas of his own life where kedusha doesn't get there the whole year, he has to, on Chanukah he has to be makdish those he has to be poshut makdish them to kedusha, bring those elements to kedusha. The Maisa, this has a very big messer for us today in B'dereinu Ono. Because the Maisa today, Mitzad the Tumah, we see the same thing, the same inyan of the Yevonim happening again and again. We see the same inyan of the Yevonim. There used to be the Yiddish Shtib. Today what the internet has done, what the Bechina of internet and all these dinyanim have done, they've been pirates, the mechitzas of Yiddish Shtib. You used to be able to keep your children off the streets. Now there's a computer at home, and now for those people who have whatever, there's an internet at home. They've been pirates. It's infiltrated into yeshivas, infiltrated into bachrim. Nachmon Atzlan, we don't have to be marach, but it's infiltrated. The whole clip of it is that it was nifratz. It was nifratz. It infiltrated and it penetrated into the deepest places of Kedusha where nothing else is penetrated. That succeeded. The Tumah of today has succeeded in penetrating. And that's why our Melchoma, that is, that we have to go Zeh Umazeh, and we have to bring Kedusha, Adarabba, we have to bring Kedusha into all the different places, into every single Mokum. We have to bring Kedusha and Kedusha into every single Mokum where we can. All the places where we might have had a Havamin or not to bring the Kedusha, there you have to bring the Kedusha as well. And that was the Sod. Tzaddikei Emes, that they were concerned even to go into, you see that Moshe Leib Nachman Breslov, his Torah, or even to bring people out from Shaul Tachdis. All these people, they were pirates gedarim. They were using the koyach of Chanukah and they to be pirates gedarim. The Tzaddikei Ador, the Lubavitch Rebbe, he sent people and sent Chanukah candles out to places where you wouldn't dream of having them, because if the Tumah has reached Mekoymas of Kedusha, where the Tumah never chalom to reach. So the kedusha has to reach makoyimus of tumah that it never dreamt to reach. And on Chanukah there's an asinus koyach where all mechitzas are nifrats. On Chanukah there's an asinus koyach where you can go both ways. And if the tumah has gone so far in, alach has kama, the kedusha has to go so far out. That's the yisod. That's the koyach of Chanukah. It's not that Chanukah is greater than Shabbos. It's that on Chanukah there's no mechitzas. Chanukah, there's no mechitzas. That's what happened to the Yevonim. They were pirates of the mechitzas. They were matamad the Eichel. And therefore we have to take the Kedusha out. And this is our avoida because of the Mashiach. When a person is mechazik somebody, when a person is, you know, these things, they're going out, and you have to send them all over the place. You have to send them, Leon tells me that there's people that Pasha, he sends also the shir, and there's people that go so white. There's people that don't understand, you know, the yeshivish sprach, you know, like there's people who are listening, you know, saying with Yidna was so white, they've never heard of, you know, of expressions that somebody who's from... It has to go. A person has to make sure that in this door, the kedusha and the tahara goes completely all over the place. Wherever the kedusha gets to, wherever the kedusha gets to, the kedusha's got to get to. That's the hachana to Hanukkah. Chonot HaChanukah is every person has limitations, and every person makes himself limitations. Every person says, well, my Kedusha can't get to here, I still need this, I still need the other. There are always certain areas where he has difficulty to push Kedusha into there. Comes there of Chanukah, he has to realize that we've got to break those mechitzas. We've got to get the Kedusha out everywhere. From the moment he gets up, wakes up in the morning, till the moment he goes to sleep at night, person's got to have the Kedusha. Person's got to have the Kedusha everywhere. And then, once that's done, then it will be Zoicha Be'ez Hashem, that the Kedusha will reach everywhere, and then the Kedusha can be Mehapech, everything gets blinded by Kedusha, and then the Kedusha can be Mechnia, all the clips, and that's the whole sod, that usually Kainim don't go out. Kainim are in the Mechitzes, the Kainim are in the Beis HaMikdash. Lo yeh le Kainim le Nachla, chaylik le Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, their job's not to go out. Definitely not to be soldiers and to go out into battle. The nefesh lay tama ba'amav. They're not allowed to become tamei. What's one of the reasons brought down in Shulchan Aruch? Why they had to wait so many days? Why they needed the nest for so many days? Because they became tamei meis, because they killed so many goyim. A goy is not matama ba'oil, but he is matama ba'maga. So they became tamei meis. The nefesh lay tama ba'amav. What's this to do, b'chla? You're not in your mokum, b'chla. Go back to your mokum. Go back to where you belong. Why dafka the koinim who are inside? And the job is to be in the Rishus HaYachid. They're Shabbos the Kayidin. And here they go out, and they start killing people, and they matama themselves, and there's no Shem, and they need a nest for so many days. That's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that you got to take Mila Shem Elai. Mila Shem Elai means come, we're going to bring the Shem Hashem, and we're going to take the Shem Hashem everywhere. We're going to machnia the clipper, we're going to take the Shem Hashem everywhere. That's the answer to them. You dared break the Mechitza, and bring the Kedusha over here, bring the Tumah into the Kedusha. We're gonna do faket. We're gonna bring the tumah out. We're gonna bring the kedusha out, and we're gonna machnia the clip in all the places. You see, the Babich Rebbe his slogan was of Ratzta to be pirates gedorim. He was very into that. And you know simcha because he said the simcha is pirates gedorim. The tzaddik emes. That's the bechin of Yosef. The bechin is of Mashiach ben Yosef. We're living in a goy gamogoy. Can you have tzaddikim that will break the kedusha after the Holocaust? Everybody was more inside. He came along and said, no, you've got to spread the Kedusha everywhere. You've got to be a Feratzta Yom of a Kedma. You've got to spread the Kedusha everywhere. Because that's the answer to the clip of what's going on over here. It's mamish the answer to the internet. It's mamish the answer that the Tum is infiltrated into the Yiddish Ashtib Rachman and Itzlon. So we have to take the Kedusha and we have to pay them back. Kefil Vidal Vehei. And bring the Kedusha to all the places where they didn't dream that we would reach them. And even there to be Machniah the Kedusha. That's the Yisod of Chanukah. Clear? So it's really as element. They broke it for us. They did the dirty work. They took the axe and they smashed the chaymus. And we say, Ashkoyach, now we're going to bring the Kedusha everywhere. Even where the Kedusha didn't get to because of Kedusha Shabbos, the Kedusha is going to get to over here. They broke it. They broke the mechitzas. And it's like there were certain gedolim that were very into, you've got to keep the mechitzas going. That was ke'ilu, the big vikuach between the Babich Rebbe and other Gedolim. They held, you've got to keep everything as it was, you've got to keep everything, you know, in a Rishus HaYochid, you've got to keep everything within Dalet Mechitzas. And his shita was that you have to go out. The point is, you see the Ramasa, since the break, you know, the break-in of the internet and all these different types of things, and all these different things, that they infiltrated into the Kedusha, they infiltrated into Yiddish Shtiva. And he understood, you know, the way to combat that is the way to punish them is to take the Kedusha everywhere. So, you gotta take the Kedusha everywhere. Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbi Shehelfin, Mitzvah Hashem. Mitzvah Hashem. Bring the Dvar Hashem everywhere.